The State of the Union.
The State of our Union.
State of the Union.
My fellow Americans, the State of our Union is
going to be fine.
Very, very public.
A complete disaster.
A little more honest.
Business as usual.
We've been talking all week about the State of our Union. The president didn't talk much about foreign policy in his State of the Union address, but my co-host John Hockenberry got to ask General David Petraeus about it in his wide-ranging interview with the head of U.S. Central Command. Part one of this interview aired yesterday. In part two, John asked the general how he would characterize the state of Iraq, Afghanistan, and Yemen, three areas that are so much a focus in the wars on terrorism.
Well, I think probably best to as a general characterization, to describe, in a sense, the state of al-Qaeda and transnational extremist elements in the Central Command area of responsibility. And we generally say that they have been diminished over the course of the last year, but without question, clearly have substantial capability and are constantly adapting and trying to find some way to attack us, our partners, and important infrastructure throughout the world. If you look at Iraq, despite the continued periodic attacks such as we saw yesterday and indeed the day before, despite all that, there has been substantial progress since the conduct of the surge. On the other hand, in Afghanistan, of course, you've seen the violence go up, went up by some 60 or so percent last year over 2008. It is remaining elevated over what it was in 2009.
I mean, in both cases, for civilians and for military personnel, worst couple of years.
Yes, without question. In fact, it got worse in terms of violence in 2008 and then in 2009. Now, having said that, there is a sense in Afghanistan. Interestingly, even some polls have showed a sense of hope among the Afghan people and so on that wasn't present before. So there is a sense of anticipation, but we have to recognize this is going to get harder before it gets easier.
That's General David Petraeus, head of U.S. Central Command, speaking to my co-host John Hockenberry this week in Washington. John also asked General Petraeus to respond to a comment that Defense Secretary Robert Gates made recently. Gates said al-Qaeda's mission in South Asia is to get India and Pakistan at war. Here's what General Petraeus said.
Well, frankly, those two countries have actually shown considerable restraint. I think that the response, for example, in the wake of the Mumbai attacks that were carried out by Lashkar-e-Taiba was, again, quite restrained, considering what was done and all the issues connected with this. So, first of all, I think that is something that gives us some reassurance. And Secretary Gates, I think, would say that he has reaffirmed that in his most recent of trips. I certainly have heard him talk about it. Having said that, what he has observed is undoubtedly correct, that there are elements out there, not just al-Qaeda, but perhaps as an example, Lashkar-e-Taiba and others, who would like to ignite or stoke the flames of conflict between India and Pakistan. Or frankly, you know, anywhere else they can ignite, as they did in Iraq, sectarian violence, in that case between Sunni and Shia. If they could, in northern Iraq, there have been various efforts to target ethnic groups, the Turkmen, for example, Kurds and Arabs. This is a thinking enemy. It's an enemy that adapts, that realizes that, okay, we may not be able to hijack another plane, so now we'll take someone and put non-metallic explosives in a place where they might not be discovered and try to do that. This is an enemy that again, continues to adjust, that does learn from what has happened, that makes much better use of, say, the internet, of cyberspace, an area that we're all going to have to come to grips with, I think, in the years ahead, as to, you know, what's the role of the military in cyberspace? This is another, in a sense, arguably, it's another battlefield, but again,
sure.
But it's also an area of free speech. And so how, again, all of these...
Well, but to clarify, do you think they have the capability to bring these two nuclear nations to war, or just the intent?
No, I don't. I mean, I think, again, what Secretary Gates was getting at is right, which is that they would like to ignite, again, they'd like to ignite conflict wherever they can. They are, they want to take down different regimes. Remember, they wanted to take down the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, the keeper of the two holy mosques. They wanted to take down governments in a host of different places. And that's what they are about in the name of religion, of course, but certainly a very, very extremist interpretation of their religion that is not shared, needless to say, by the vast, vast majority of their co-religionists.
Everyone has to ask you this. Are you planning a political career since you've maintained such a meticulous impartiality by your own admission, not even voting since 2002, I believe, between the Republicans and the Democrats? Is that the perfect preparation for a political career for David Petraeus?
It's not. No, it's not. And I have no desire, no willingness, no nothing when it comes to any kind of political aspirations. And, you know, I did that back in 2002 in a very just, you know, it was a pretty private step to take. I have certainly read of some sort of heroes of mine when I was a younger officer that did that. And I don't put myself in their realm at all. But I thought that, you know, as you get more senior, that, you know, you ought to try to scrupulously avoid anything that seems to be partisan. Now, that's really hard to do if you become, as I was as the commander in Iraq, the face of a policy that is certainly associated with one administration and to a degree one party.
That was General David Petraeus, the head of U.S. Central Command. He was speaking with my co-host John Hockenberry on Tuesday. The full interview and the transcript is online at thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.